Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And imagine if you go to your bank and you go to your online banking and you get this screen and the screen of death that says you have no money in your bank and there's just straight lines across. A lot of people got this from good old Bank of America. Now, I don't bank at this branch and I don't bank here. And I went into Bank of America today to say, hey, what is this? Oh, don't worry. It's no big deal. It's just a glitch and we'll figure it out. I said, well, wait a second. A glitch? How can this be a glitch? What have they told you? Don't worry. IT is working on it. So the IT of Bank of America is working on this right now. But once again, guys, I have told you over and over and over and over again that you need to make sure that you have multiple bank accounts. I have had dozens of people write me that are expecting things like Social Security payments, pension payments, things like that right now, and they have no idea if they're going to get them because of this screen of death. And just spoke with one of the managers, nice man, but he's like, don't worry, it's not panic. Well, did you guys get hacked? Is it something more nefarious than that? Is this, a takeover? Is the money there? Yeah. So you can go in the bank. And they will process your transactions and they have access to the main computer so that you can see if you have money in this bank or not. And they will answer all your questions and do that. But this is concerning, guys, because with everything that's going on with the port strike, with another bank getting hacked, Bank of America, and again, downplayed, 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 and acting like it's no big deal. But it is a big deal because if you got this, and so many of you have written me and so many of you have commented on this, it is absolutely awful. Merrill Lynch is online. There are other services. Lending's online, he said. You can go get a home loan right now and you can log into your loan statement. Okay, what about processing a transaction via the internet right now? We can't do that. So there is nothing that you can do right now when it comes to a Bank of America transaction. You cannot check your balance. You can't see if your Social Security payment got done. There were dozens of people, and for their privacy, I didn't want to cover that, freaking out in this bank and trying to figure out if, in fact, their payments were made or not. Now, concerning, yes, once again, guys, I am telling you this, even if you bank at, one of the big four banks, you have to have another bank. You have to have a slush fund, you have to have an emergency fund away from the financial institutions. You have to have this. We have had warning after warning after warning over the course of just, let's use the last week. Hey, a hurricane is coming. It could be bad. And it's so bad, it's right there up there, right behind Katrina. I think when all is said and done, Hurricane Helene's going to be much worse than Katrina. But now you've got Bank of America shut down, cannot have online access, cannot make payments, cannot do anything online. Right now, nothing, not a thing, and just don't worry about it, Dan. Don't worry about it. Your clients are safe. The subscribers are going to be fine. Just tell them to come in. Like I have nine of them. Hey, tell those nine people to come in here, and we'll let them. We'll all look up their accounts for them. Okay. So, warning after warning, guys. You're starting to see runs for food in certain areas of the country. You're starting to see people get toilet paper. Like it's, 2020 all over again. Hurry, get the toilet paper. Okay? This is concerning. Have you gotten the screen of death? Have you gotten this? Because that's enough right there. And again, he's a nice man, but the answer was not good enough. Oh, there's no hacking, Dan. There's no. So they would tell us if it was worse. Would they? Would they? Okay. Let me know, guys. Let me know because this is awful. And there sure aren't, it's not comforting what they said. Don't worry, it'll get fixed. Even if it does get fixed, what if this is the trial run for the big shutdown? Don't panic. You can still come in the bank and do a transaction. So that's okay. But again, can I take money out of the ATM? Maybe not. Can I use my debit card? Maybe not. So you're telling me it's just a crapshoot that I could go embarrass myself and I could use a debit card from Bank of America and I could get turned down. Oh yeah, we just don't know yet. Guys, it's the end of the day and they should know. So, once again, guys, a few people in the ATM drive-up, but Bank of America, big problems, guys. So, let me know what you think. Were you affected by this? Let us know. Let's talk about our sponsor, Tony Horton. Tony Horton is the fitness guru that you've seen on TV for decades. And one thing that he is really big on is the ability for us to work out as we get older. And one thing that people don't realize is the older we get, we lose muscle mass and our body starts to break down. Well, what Tony's done is Tony's put together a protein that you can take that can help with that. If you go to tonyprotein.com/Dan, you can check it out. But think about this. Over 40, we lose between 0.5% and 1% of our muscle mass every year. So over 10 years, it could be 10% of your muscle mass. You need to take care of yourself. You need to get yourself in shape. Tony has used his regimen to get so many famous people and athletes in shape as they've gotten older. Check it out today, but get yourself in shape. Look at tonyprotein.com/Dan. Check it out today and reverse this, guys. Reverse the aging process and losing that muscle mass. Check it out today. With the dock worker strike of the International Longshoremen Association is already creating havoc around the country. You're starting to see here in Southern California, shelves get stripped bare. You know, it's a COVID 2.0 with all the toilet paper being taken and everything being stripped bare from the stores. Guys, once again, do yourself a favor and make sure that you are prepared for a rainy day if this happens. Now, if you're not prepared, you know, I'm not saying it's too late yet, but it's definitely, you know, people are freaking out already. Now, here is the one thing that is a mathematical fact. Every day that these people are, you know, on strike, they lose 6 days. So think about this. We're in the third day of this right now, 30 days. So it's like they're 18 days behind right now. That is crazy, guys. That is absolutely crazy. So, you know, take a look at that. Take a look at what's going on. The economy is in real trouble. You've got CVS that just announced that they're going to lay off another 3,000 people. They laid off 5 last year. And people are not going to the drugstores and buying things like they used to. You're seeing this as a real, real problem. And the economy is in not good shape right now. Now, one thing that is, you know, we've talked about cars, we talked about car purchases and things like that. Here's one thing that's nuts right now, and that is a car guy was talking about how his wife has a Honda, and it's a newer model car, and we've heard this about the Kia, we've heard it about the Hyundais, but because of the online computer and the fact that people can get online, they can basically hack you with this. They can go online and they can steal your identity and steal your information. Think about this. When you have one of these digital cars that you don't have to use a key on, you just have an app and you use your phone, that can be shut down. But also, can it be used for something nefarious? Could it be used to maybe wreck the car, crash the car, make the car not start? Things like that. This is the one thing that people really haven't looked into yet. Now, we've heard about Kia. We've heard about Hyundai. I've never heard this happen with Honda. If any of you are out there and you've had this experience, share it with us. But again, if you need food, if you need supplies right now, get it right now, because the thing that is absolutely awful, that is terrible about this situation, is that FEMA is not on the ground in a lot of these states. You've got YouTubers out there making videos about this and trying to help people that are just destroyed because of this hurricane, and they have no water. They have no electricity, they have no internet, they have no cell phones, they have nothing. They have no way of communicating with the real world right now. And when's it going to be fixed? Okay? When's it going to be fixed? Who knows? You guys have asked for it, and now you're going to get it. Bob's Trading Class. Think about this, guys. Bob Kudla is going to do an exclusive class for my audience on October 15th at 1:30 p.m. after the market closes. Very reasonable as far as the price is concerned. You get access to his trading platform afterwards as well. It's 2.5 hours long. It's him teaching you how to trade. BobsTradingClass.com, BobsTradingClass.com. Now, get back into the video. I always get blown away by consumer sentiment, how people are feeling right now. People are feeling bad. If you don't have a job, you feel bad. If you don't have any food, you feel bad. You don't have electricity, you feel bad. Well, farmer sentiment right now was done by Purdue University. And the report is below. But the average farmer is not feeling good about the industry. In fact, it dropped this year over last year to another 7 points. It's the lowest level it's been since 2016. 2016, guys. Since the last administration before Trump, okay? That is wild, guys. Running a farm is a horrible business right now. And they talked about how difficult it is from labor, machine costs, fuel costs, everything, getting things shipped, picked, everything. It's an absolute disaster. It's not an easy business to be in right now. So with that, farmers are fed up, and that's a real problem. But this is at the worst time that this could happen, because as we go into this final month of the election, you're going to see everybody that's going to want, you know, you to talk about how great things are going to be, and they're not. They're not great. Final thing is the Federal Trade Commission is cracking down on restaurants that sell fish. The 10 largest restaurants that sell fish in the country. This includes Long John Silver's, H Salt. It includes Red Lobster, all of them. There's a list below. 70% of the fish that's caught and that we eat is from another country. It's not from the United States. But the big BS line is locally caught. Well, no, it's not. And the Federal Trade Commission says, you have to watch what you say. This is false advertisement. And you're telling people that this is something that was caught locally by local people. And you know how it is. Support local. We've talked about that 1,000 times. But if you're buying, you know, fish from Ukraine, people want to know about that. And the Federal Trade Commission is going to start finding these people. And these restaurants can't afford these problems right now. Look at this rock area. This, when the tide comes in, is completely gone. Cannot stand out here. Just a really, really cool spot. See people climbing on the rocks over there, risking their own lives. But, guys, beautiful place for the price of parking. It's been raining on and off walking down here today. But let me know what you think about this. And again, Bob's Trading Class. I cannot wait for this, guys. It's going to be huge. Okay? Is AI a good thing? Is it going to change medicine the way that they think? I know a lot of people in the medical space that say it's just going to revolutionize everything. You know, you're going to have AI help diagnose everything. We will see. We will see. Now, what about an AI plane? We've talked about a pilotless plane before and the robo-taxis and all that stuff. Well, at the International Aviation Show this week, there's a company that's going to team up with, I thought this was an interesting name, Bombardier, where you will not have a pilot. It's all going to be flown by artificial intelligence, and it will be the safest plane ever. Medium-sized plane, passenger jet that will fly you around the world. Doesn't that sound interesting? Do it. Do it. Do it. Okay? Pass. There is a skydiving instructor, Robert Pooley, who lost his license and continued to train people in skydiving, tandem skydiving. And the only problem was people have died that this guy's taught. I'm not laughing about that. But they said since 1985, in Central California, there have been 25 people that have died. And I'm thinking, this guy killed 25 people? Well, he got 2 years in jail for this. But once again, when you go to an expert that's teaching you to teach people to jump out of a plane and do tandem skydiving, wouldn't you want to find, hey, where are you licensed at? Well, this is kind of, kind of conflicting stories. You know, I can't believe they took away my life. You know what I mean? Okay. And you're going to get strapped to this guy. And again, he's done this with people. And I want you to tell this to, what's this kid's name? Young Kwan. Young Kwan is dead because he jumped out of a plane with somebody that was not qualified. And the chute didn't open. And, okay. So, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. But you see more and more of this. The other thing is, Android phone, Samsung Android phone. Think about this. They have a button that's hidden on the phone. You can read the story. If you have an Android phone, there's a Samsung button that makes it, it's what they call the battery booster button. This is the thing that drives me crazy with all my cell phones. The iPads, the iPods, everything. The longer you use them, the batteries wear out. Eventually, they will not take a charge again. Well, the Samsung phones, there's a button you can open up in this one feature, and it will give you an extended battery life and more juice on your phone. Sign me up. So, have you guys heard of that? Have you ever heard about any secret buttons or anything like that? Let us know, okay? Guys, let us know. You guys like the orange shirt? I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. And the first one, both of these have to do with insurance. The first one is something that just got announced October 1st to 200,000 realtors in California. And this is something you're going to see around the country. Think about what I'm about to say, how this is going to dramatically affect the price of real estate. You go out and buy a house, and see, I'm a guy and I tell people, ask these questions, do this, and one thing that I have said is that I wouldn't buy a house unless I could get affordable insurance. That would make sense. Now there's going to be a clause into the purchase contracts of real estate in California with the 200,000 agents to talk about if somebody cannot find affordable homeowners insurance, they can get out. Now think about this. On an average, cheapest I've seen is 20%. Consistently seen 41, 45% increases. This is going to give people a myriad of reasons to back out of the real estate transaction. Oh yeah, it's just not affordable. Hey, well, we told you it was 12 grand. Nah, it's just, I can't swing that. Can't swing $1,000 a month to buy your house. So this is the military memorial at the top of the hill up here. A lot of you guys have asked me to come up here. It's very nice, beautiful spot. Heisler Park, if you guys ever get to Laguna. Anyways, this is going to be the kiss of death. So many things are affecting real estate agents, and they write me and they say, it's not going to do anything. Just part of a negotiation and part of this. Okay. Okay. Final thing is there is a cheek swab test that you can take that basically can tell how long you're going to live. And, you know, actuaries in the insurance industry, one thing that they do for health insurance is they run a myriad of tests. When you give them that blood test and you want to get that $1 million policy or more, they do these tests to determine if you how long you're going to live and what your life's like. Oh, this man's kind of healthy. He's kind of a chunky monkey, but he'll be around, you know, another 10, 12 years, you know. So they'll write the policy. These tests are now available for you at home. Would you take this test? Or they'd go, oh, listen, Dan, you got a good 6 years left, you know. So not everybody's going to take these things and not everybody's going to buy this stuff, but would you take this? I love Study Finds. That's where I got this from. And again, it's overcast up here. It's nice here at the park. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Again, bobstradingclass.com. You guys asked for it. You guys got it. I'm very excited about this. But Bob's doing a 2.5-hour class on October 15th at 1:30 p.m. after the market closes. It's going to be very cool. So let me know. Hope you guys are going to be there. You want to email me? Hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward. And I will see you guys very soon.